And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
The song of the high seas, scenes of rounding Cape Horn in a square rigger, or grasping the rail on a warship in battle. What draws youth to the sea? Adventure? Challenge? Escape? A call to serve. Grab the lines and trim the sails, lest the wind rip the canvas from the mast, or put the engines full throttle to race across breakers and help others in distress. But such dreams require knowledge and time at the helm. For over 100 years, there has been a place to learn those skills, the Sea Scouts. This is Bill Wood, and my guests today are Amber Shrestha, with the committee to form a new program for the Sea Scouts locally, and Jordan Alexis, Territory 3 Commodore with the Sea Scouts. Welcome to the Radio Magazine.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. It's great to be here.
Now, the Sea Scouts have a long history. Just how did they begin?
So in 1912, the Boy Scouts of America actually needed a retention program to interest youth after they got Eagles. So they created the Sea Scouts as a way to expand on their leadership skills. We've been around for 110 years, just celebrated our 110th anniversary last week. We're very excited to be helping youth develop their leadership skills every single day.
Now, you are Territory 3 Commodore. Sounds very important. Tell us about that.
The Boy Scouts of America divided our country into 16 territories, and for that, they need adult volunteers to oversee them. So I took on the responsibility to oversee Territory 3, which basically takes care of California and Hawaii. So although we're one of the smallest territories, we also have the most units.
You are here today to tell us about a new ship, but this is not one that actually floats, is it? Tell us about that.
No, a Sea Scout ship is the term Sea Scouts use for their units. We're hoping to develop a Sea Scout ship here in Half Moon Bay to cover Half Moon Bay and Pacifica. It will be a unit of youth who will come together to participate in maritime sports and water activities.
Now, there are lots of ways to be out on the water. You have sailing, motorboats, kayaks, rowing skiffs, and there's different kinds of water, bays, lakes, rivers, and of course, the ocean. Where will your ship be located?
The Half Moon Bay Yacht Club has expressed interest in actually sponsoring us and hosting us at the Yacht Club here in the harbor. So that's our hope, to be based there. We're mostly going to be focused at this stage early on kayaking and paddle boards. Sea Scouts do all kinds of water-based activities depending on what kind of water they have access to. Not all Sea Scouts are actually on the sea. We luckily are on the sea, so we have a lot of possibilities for what we can do in the future. But for now, we'll be focused mostly on small boats.
I know that some Sea Scout ships literally have a ship. And is there a plan for a possible actual vessel associated with this group?
We're not going to have a vessel from day one, but we're hoping as we grow that that might be a possibility in the future.
Jordan, what is the age range for Sea Scouts?
So youth can join anywhere between the ages of 14 and 21, or 13 if you've completed the 8th grade. So we kind of refer to it as a young adult or an older youth program.
We would expect that the Sea Scouts would have hands-on training in boat handling, navigation, even running the engines below decks. What other skills do they acquire?
My favorite part about Sea Scouts are the leadership skills that we teach them. So above all the practical skills and knowledge that we leave youth with, they go into the world being prepared to be true adults, true functioning adults as they go through college and go through their jobs. We prepare them to lead groups of people, to lead different projects. We even have different rank advancements that require them to go into these leadership roles in their ships. So it's a fully youth-led program where the adults mostly supervise instead of take over.
Can I add also that the advancement activities are really designed to keep kids on the water? So it's very much an aquatic program.
I was in the Navy back many years ago. I don't want to say exactly how many. Bell bottoms was the regular uniform. I loved it. They were great uniforms. What is the uniform for the Sea Scouts?
The Sea Scouts have an official uniform, which looks a lot more like what you'll see the Coast Guard wearing, the dark navy blues. That is worn mostly for formal events, regatta activities, award ceremonies. Most Sea Scout ships have a working uniform, which might, it varies from ship to ship, but it might be just blue jeans and a matching logo t-shirt. But we can certainly look into adding bell bottoms to our ship.
Well, now, if you're wearing one of those work uniforms, it can't be all swabbing the decks. So what are the social activities?
Sea Scouts prefer to spend most of their time on the water. So I know a lot of the ships, say in the San Francisco Bay, they like to go sailing every weekend, or they do kayaking, paddleboarding. Some ships even do scuba diving. But we also like to have program-wide events. So we do regattas where they compete in events that test their nautical skills. We have a lot of events that pair us with the Coast Guard where they like to pass on their knowledge to us. And we really just like to take on whatever comes our way, whatever we think the youth will bond over.
Speaking of social, in 2018, the Boy Scouts really stirred up a storm when they decided to go co-ed. And yet, the Sea Scouts have been co-ed for a long time, back in 1972. Why do you think there was a difference? How come the Sea Scouts could do something the Boy Scouts couldn't?
Well, for one thing, it's an older program. It's for older youth that have a lot more maturity level when they're already starting out at 14 and 15 years old. I don't know if that actually answers it, but definitely the ship in the Coastside will be a co-ed ship. Some ships are single-sex ships. It's been working really well as a co-ed program, and both girls and boys get so much out of the program.
There is a significant connection to the Coast Guard. In fact, I think the Sea Scouts even have an opportunity to go out on the Coast Guard sailing ship, the Eagle. Do you know about that? That sounds exciting.
The Sea Scout connection to the Coast Guard is pretty significant to us. In 2019, we started rolling out the pilot program where the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary could charter Sea Scout units. That's really valuable to us because they have a lot to share. They are a more volunteer program, but they're very experienced sailors and maritime individuals. Just like you mentioned, they do have the opportunity to sail on the U.S. Coast Guard Bark Eagle every year. They have to reach a certain rank. They have to go through an application and be selected annually. But then they're on the Coast Guard Bark Eagle for 10 whole days, along with some other youth from other programs. I know several people who have gone through it, and they always come back saying they've had the time of their lives.
Well, it certainly would be, Tim, because then you'd realize what the sailors really did when they had to go around Cape Horn.
I'd like to add, a lot of the youth who graduate from the Sea Scouts program do end up moving into maritime careers. Not everybody, and it's certainly not the focus, but there are quite a few Sea Scouts locally who are at the Cal Maritime Academy, several who have actually joined the Coast Guard. And the Coast Guard locally hosts a Safety at Sea program every year for our youth and regattas at Coast Guard Island.
Now comes to the time when we want to make sure that we connect to all the information sources that you have, not just on the national level, but certainly local. So how do people contact you for this program or express interest in this program?
Anyone who's interested in joining the program locally can email me at coastsidesescouts@gmail.com. We're looking for volunteers. We definitely need more adult volunteers to get this going. And we're hoping to have an open house ready on August 27th. There will be more information coming out about that in the newspaper and local social media. So keep that in mind and keep a lookout. Also, feel free to email me if you want to join or volunteer.
I believe there's a major website for Sea Scouts as well where people could learn more about the organization.
So if you want to learn more about what Sea Scouts do, you can always go to seascout.org. There you can see what we do for advancement, what we do for activities nationally, and you can even look up ships that are around you locally if you're not able to come to the Half Moon Bay Sea Scouts, or if you just want to keep up on top of what we're doing.
As they say on radio, we always ask one more time, what is that email address?
CoastsideSeaScouts@gmail.com.
Well, I want to thank you both for joining us and telling us about the Sea Scouts and what they offer to those kids and young adults who want to be out on the water.
Thank you. It was really fun talking with you.
Thank you so much for having us.
My guests today have been Amber Shrestha with the committee to form a new Sea Scout program here on the Coastside, and Jordan Alexis, Territory 3 Commodore with the Sea Scouts. The bow of the ship buries itself into the oncoming swell. For a moment, the sailor at the helm can see nothing but ocean boiling over the wheelhouse. But the hand is firm on the wheel. That hand was first gripped as a Sea Scout. For the Radio Magazine, this is Bill Wood.
Once again, our thanks to contributor Bill Wood for our feature story of the week. And those rumors that Bill was a pirate in his other life, well, they're completely untrue. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson, me hearties.